Totally. Yeah, I can get that. I could get down with some of that.
Oh my God, I can get down with that. That's exactly what I was thinking.
I could get down with some of that.
I'm down for it.
I'm down for it.
Oh my God. Crazy. Don't do that. Don't do that. Your eyes are going to get stuck cross-eyed.
You'll get stuck that way.
Yeah. We're so grateful to be back with another episode.
You know what? Come on back in.
You know what?
It's good to see you.
We're inviting you right back in.
I like how you smell.
Oh.
You know, most people can't smell me right now, but...
You smell good.
Usually I smell pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Nick's collection of fragrances is grown.
It's growing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the next thing we can do after... it's probably a good thing you can't smell. Imagine if you could smell... What if you could smell over the phone or something? That would be awful.
Were you about to say when we'll be able to smell people through the phone?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's definitely what I was going to say.
Come on, Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs, come on back.
Wow, imagine how great the aura cleanses would be if you could smell the spray.
Ooh. Yeah, or
through
every
the
time
phone.
You answer a call, people would be, they'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Dial back the onions, bro.
I would tell all my friends who are traveling to like Bali to like let me smell their phone.
Oh, yeah.
Through the phone.
Okay.
Because I remember that was one of the most fragrant places I've ever been.
Yeah?
They had so many flowers in Bali.
Yeah, there were lots of flowers in Bali.
Beautiful, exotic flowers, mostly jasmine.
Monkeys. You remember the monkeys?
The monkeys did not smell them, but they were fine.
Wasn't necessarily
you weren't saying
dogging
that.
The smell of the monkeys. I also didn't smell the monkeys. But yeah, it's funny. I don't really remember being a certain
smell in Bali?
Smell, but you know. Mm.
I have good associations with Bali.
You got good smells.
Yeah.
You're probably the nose.
I don't think I'm the nose. You're really good at smells.
Well, do you...
Alex always has really good smells too.
Alex has good smells?
Yep.
Good smells.
Yep. It's always...
I do like the smell of the... So when we were testing out the... what is it called? The car freshener? Air freshener car?
Air freshener, yep.
Okay. The little hanger, the EP7
cover. We officially have an air freshener now.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
That's really like somebody... One of my friends sent me a message like, everything has been leading up to this moment. And I was like, exactly. Getting your own air freshener is kind of the pinnacle.
That's when you know you made it.
I don't think...
It smells pretty good.
It smells amazing.
I gotta say,
it's really nice.
I said I just wanted it to smell like your sugar daddy, and they came through.
They delivered.
It's been in my car for some time now, and every time I get in, it's still
working.
It's still working.
Great smell. We were testing her out. Yeah, she's still kicking.
And I was like, well, all air fresheners eventually fade in smell, right?
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for it to happen. But the beautiful thing is, even if it does fade in smell, it's still just me, like with my hands on my chin, like staring at you.
You're like, you got this.
And when yeah,
yeah, just judging your driving,
judging you. And then when you're driving, my head like moves back and forth. It's so funny.
You should make a bobblehead.
That's our next project.
But it's Gary.
Okay.
Totally.
Yeah, I mean, we could put some glasses and a wig on him. Gary, come over here.
I'd pay for that.
So this episode comes out on a very special day.
Uh-oh.
Comes out on the 27th.
Oh, shit.
So we should buy cheers to...
Oh, yes.
Happy birthday
to you. Jedi Nick. Wait, yeah, Nick.
Happy
Guys,
birthday, Jedi.
I am very grateful to be spending my 23rd birthday with you.
Yeah.
So excited. Finally made it.
Cheers, cheers.
All right,
cheers,
make a everybody. Wish. Okay, we're having some martini sips.
Make a wish. Have your cake.
Excellent martini.
You can't sip a martini.
Why did you do that?
I was like, I inhaled it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Potent. I immediately regret that decision.
Potent. It burnt my esophagus. Happy birthday, babe.
Hey, thanks. Yeah.
Tell us like maybe your favorite thing that you've learned this year.
Favorite thing that I've learned this year? I have no idea.
Since last April 27th, which was 12 months ago.
Oh,
that's been a long time. A lot has changed.
Yeah, a lot has changed.
Yep.
A lot has changed. Yeah, I don't know if there's anything that I've necessarily... There's been a lot of production stuff I've learned, a lot of a lot of landing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of landing on things. Like there's an ebb and flow of like you say you want to... You first say you want to do something, and then you like learn the things. And then there's like this whole period where you just do it and just slowly, slowly, slowly get better at the thing. It's like the actual understanding of the thing. And it's usually sometimes can be a long process.
For sure.
I feel like I'm in that.
It kind of leads us perfectly into our topic for today, which is failure. Happy birthday, failure.
which is what my parents said when I was born.
This is a stop. This is the entire flip that we are the flippers of topics and concepts, because when I was researching failure today, I was like, hold on, there's more positive connotations associated with failure than there is negatives.
Yeah.
And I think people, we're giving people the wrong idea.
Yeah.
With the word failure, and like its reputation is very scary. So we want to flip that for you today for Nick's birthday. We want to flip, we want to flip failure. No, because this is, you were just saying, like,
oh, this is my shit.
You learn something new, you land on something, and then it's just like a period of a waiting period of like getting to know how you feel about it. And definitely making some mistakes.
Honeymoon period is over, you know?
Yeah. Now you're in it.
Now you're in that.
Okay, so I think we might even just call it the art of failure, because we need your art. The reason we need to talk about failure together is because you are creatively brilliant, and you're definitely going to fail at something at some point. And we want to prepare you for that. And so when it happens, instead of being shameful, depressed, anxious, traumatized, you're like, oh, Queen and Jedi told me otherwise. This is actually a gigantic stepping stone to the success that I'm looking for. You can't get there without failure.
You can't. You can't.
Can't.
You can't fucking do it. In the West, it's such a weird, fucked up relationship with failure, because we're so scared of it. It's so like...
We are.
Embarrassing or something. Is that what it is?
But that's what House of Herbie's about. This is a safe space for you to discover...
Be embarrassed.
Yourself and how fucking badass you really are.
Yeah. No, nothing... Failure is the... Actually, honestly, if you can get over the fear of failure... Then you can, you're good.
You can win at anything. Then it's literally just like taking just strategic moves toward whatever it is that you want.
That's all it is, yeah.
And we've already talked on this podcast about how to figure out what you want, how to start doing it, how to find that sense of purpose. Like we've covered all the things, but we haven't talked about failure. And so here we are, the definition of failure. Are you ready for this? An act or instance of proving unsuccessful. Okay. So it's a lack of success. What does that even mean?
What does success
mean? That
is
so subjective.
So subjective, yeah.
Okay. The inability to meet an expectation. Okay. What? An expectation from whom?
Well, good question.
Okay. So that's why we got to debunk the scary bits so we can move on and keep creating.
Yeah.
And by the way, we are giving you permission today on this podcast to fail.
Fuck up.
This is your greatest thing. This is the greatest gain from this podcast, is that a couple of really cool folks just told you that you have the permission to fail. We've done it and we highly recommend it.
I haven't yet.
Nick.
What is it like?
Not on your birthday.
I'm not allowed on my
every
birthday.
Other day. Yeah.
Every other day.
So today you'll be sort of our test subject, because you don't fail on your birthday.
Fail test.
LOL. So the other words that people associate with failure are disaster, catastrophe, disappointment, miss, fiasco, loser, bust, debacle. I think the kids say take an L.
Clown.
Clown. So these are all very shameful words, aren't they? I understand why people are afraid of this now. But do you see how it's fake? Do you see how this is all based on how other people view? It's like what other people think about your action. Or your inability to succeed, which again, we have no measurement of.
Yeah.
Failure is, this whole time has been fake.
What is, if the definition of it is based off of it's not success.
And we don't have a definition.
What is that?
Yeah. Success can be defined in a billion ways.
Yeah. By a billion different people. Everybody has a different idea for
it. And then like the inability to meet expectation of who? Of yourself, then are you just being too fucking hard on yourself?
Right.
Other people definitely can't tell me what their expectations are, or I need to have better boundaries and communicate. So I think the main root of failure for me anyway, like the way that I looked at it and feared failure growing up, was from having parents who were not necessarily supportive, right? So I think if anybody listening has had unsupportive parents, and again, it's not their fault, they are doing what they know, right? Mm-hmm. If you've had unsupportive parents, or if you experienced trauma, honestly, of any kind, it's easier to start seeing failure or like expecting it and having it be a bad thing in your mind. And that's when it causes depression and anxiety, et cetera. But it is all around the fear of what other people think.
Yeah.
But let me
so
tell
powerful.
You, let me tell you something. We said this like last week. People are too busy.
Yeah.
to give a fuck
you always
about,
feel like,
about your failures.
Yes.
They're preoccupied with their own failures.
Yes. If you feel like the thoughts that you have, not every other single person is having those exact same
thoughts. We're all looking around. We're all failing inevitably because we're all working towards a dream of some sort and learning what we need to do and pivoting along the way. And we're all looking around us and over our shoulder at who's noticing if we're failing. Nobody's, imagine how much time we could save.
Nobody. Just nobody's watching.
Just nobody put the blinders on, shut the fuck up, and
nobody,
keep going.
Nobody gives a shit. They're all on their own shit. But it feels, when you're in it, though, it feels like everybody, like the world is ending. Like
it does.
Everybody's watching, and everybody's like, yeah, it's fascinating. But it's all egoic. It's all fake.
It is.
And it's all so fleeting. It's all so temporary.
It is. It's not forever.
It's
failure
not.
Is not forever. There is a, we're going to go through like the process that most of us suffer through when it comes to failure. So we can kind of get comfortable with it because it's actually not as bad as you think. It's not permanent. So in reality, failure is a major stepping stone. This is the more we learn more from our failures than we do from success, actually. So all these little baby failures that you're taking to get to the goal are the success. If you look at it that way. That's pretty wild. It makes us stronger. Okay. Those are the studies say failure makes us stronger. And not only do we find out what doesn't work so that we can adjust our future attempts at the thing, right? The ones that we keep failing at, we learn about ourselves in the process and gain empathy towards others who are struggling as well. So beneficial.
Yeah.
I think that, but that's, I guess that's our first hack, is to remember that an action failed. You didn't. Okay. Or something happened that you did not have control over. This is never like really your failure. It's just like you attempted something and it didn't work out. Thomas Edison.
Let's talk about Thomas Edison.
Tell him about Thomas Edison.
Tell him about the bulb guy.
You already know about him.
So I feel like he's kind of the poster boy of this, right? Mm-hmm. He's kind of like the more like the, the classic failure story.
He's the classic failure story, but we're laughing about it. But that's gangster.
What's the quote? I don't have it here. What's his quote about? He's like, I didn't find, because those of you who don't know, he's credited with the invention of the light bulb,
right?
Right. So I think his quote was like, all we talk about is he invented the light bulb,
right?
And he's like, the way I look at it, it was like I just found 1,100 ways for it to not work.
Right.
And like the 1,101st one did.
Was the light bulb.
It finally fucking worked. But, there were years and years and years, if not like decades of quote unquote failure.
Yep.
So it depends on where you look at the road of it, right? And when you're going to zoom into the certain, or stop the story.
Right.
So if you were to stop it after like attempt number 80, and that's it, roll credits. Sure, failure maybe, if you're looking at that's the only thing that matters. That's the only goal.
But even then, he might have passed on some information to somebody else who carried the torch.
Somebody did something else.
So he contributed. So
exactly. There's no. But if you zoom out and say, like, the story isn't done yet.
Right.
If you just keep trying, if you learn from it,
yeah,
failure actually doesn't exist.
Right. And this doesn't just apply to people inventing light bulbs. This is also if you failed in relationships, you failed in being a parent,
dude,
you failed at, you failed out of class. You,
artist, anybody creating their own shit in today's new world is going to experience mm-hmm. 1,000 no's.
You fucked something
you
up.
Yes.
You forgot to show up for a doctor's appointment. Like, it's
you
probably
didn't
for a
put
reason.
Your helmet on when you went to jiu-jitsu class. I don't know.
That's, you got to bring your helmet.
You got to do that.
Yeah.
In your wetsuit.
He did say, I don't know if this is the exact one you were talking about, but he did say, I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work.
Thank you. That's beautiful.
That's the quote I was thinking of.
That's pretty tight. And you know who else I love for this is very modern day example is Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yeah, Gary V.
Do you all know about Gary V?
Yeah.
So we love him in this house. We've been watching his content since like 2009.
It's 10. Yeah, you're right around there.
He was one of the reasons that I was motivated to go after doing the cover songs and like consistently posting on social media back when it wasn't really that cool to do so.
Yeah.
And he's kind of, his motivations have helped me to continue to do so. Mm-hmm. And he pivoted from like a wine connoisseur to like an influencer basically. And he's just very straightforward. And we love people that say the F word and just get right to the point.
Yeah. He's a New York guy.
He doesn't hold back.
Yeah.
And he was like, I remember he posted something on like Facebook or something, and the whole graphic, huge image with giant text. And it said, why you should fuck up. I was like, yes, you know,
yeah,
kind of like taking the stigma away from it.
Yes.
Cause he's always about grow bigger balls, just go for it. And even if you're like in your 40s or 50s or 60s, it's not too late. Like, just go, like, yeah, do what it is that you want to do.
It really isn't. It really is.
It's not how far you fall, but how high you bounce back that counts.
Nice.
Yeah. That's a Zig Ziglar quote. I do have some cute quotes. Everything.
Give me some quotes.
Everything you want is on the other side of fear. Jack Canfield. That's cute.
Okay.
Success is most often achieved by those who don't know that failure is inevitable. Coco Chanel.
Hey, there we go. Number five.
She's that bitch. Only those who dare to fail greatly can ever achieve greatly. Mm-hmm. I think that's, oh, I cut off the last. It's Robert F. something. What do we want to imagine that's Kennedy?
Robert F. Kennedy.
Robert F. Kennedy, let's go.
Robbie.
So
Bob.
Now we're starting to feel a little bit better about failure. We're like, okay, well, the world needs my art. So now what? Now what? We have to start where we always start, which is by turning inwards and having compassion on our fucking self. Because the first thing you're going to do when you have a failure occur in your life is you're going to get down to yourself.
Scary.
It's really scary.
Yeah, it's scary.
It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's like you experience embarrassment, right? Usually if you think other people are looking at you, which they're not most of the time.
Yeah.
Anxiety, anger. Anger is real. Sometimes you got to break some shit.
Yeah.
Sadness and shame. Yeah. So those are kind of the responses to failure. And I imagine if it's like your boss is disappointed in you for you did fuck something up. Yeah, there is somebody. That's why you'd be embarrassed. Right. But they're not going to remember this shit. You're just going to.
It's the only way we fucking learn, especially humans. Humans learn retroactively. Like I was talking Vandenberg, Titanic. You don't change until after something happens.
Right.
Climate change. You don't stop these things unless you get to the breaking point of like, no, we really need to, or people start dying or whatever.
Climate change is like a whole society-wide shame.
I was reading something, this guy was talking about it. It's like all the perfect triggers for people to not,
deny it.
Yeah.
When they say like action. Climate change deniers, it's literally just people afraid of that they failed. They can't accept it.
Yeah. It's probably also just like a lot of deep... It's intense fear. So as long as you just continue to deny it, then it's like, it's fine. You're just kicking the can down the road. You know, right. It's like getting a cancer reading at the doctor and being like, I'm fine. It's great. We're okay. And just continuing on, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I know some instances where that could work, right? But generally when it's affecting an entire globe.
But when you're denying the situation like that,
right?
That's, I don't think that's ever going to work.
Because deep down, they still know that they fucked up.
They still know.
Or they got to fix something.
Exactly. You subconsciously know. You have to face it if you were going to fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, so the stages of failure and, you know, the you know, and having compassion is cool and everything too, but what I would love to do is get to the point where I can laugh about it. This is what I noticed. Like I thought about today, like all the failures of my life, like all the times that I was like, okay, I took an L there. Like this is bad, you know, oops. And I came up, I came back every time. What is it? Cardi B says, I get up 10 or something.
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
She loses 9 times. Just, I should know these words because that's one of my favorite
albums.
They're
never going to keep me down.
But if you can get to the point where you can be Chumbawamba.
Dub thumping.
And you can laugh about it. That's really fun because then that opens your whole shit up to being interested in learning. Okay, what happened here?
It makes it less serious.
It makes it
loosens the shit out of that shit.
Once again, we're giving you permission to fail and to laugh about it and to learn.
Please learn to laugh at yourself
the
situation or if not yourself, the situation. It's so helpful.
Yeah.
Because it's really powerful.
And I think for your emotional health and your, because you know, you store that shit in your body. We talked about this. If you can get to the point of laughing about the failure first and then turning an eye to, okay, what went wrong? What was the cause of this?
Yeah.
That would be my preferred order of events.
Learning. It's learning.
Yeah.
I never fail at anything. I only learn.
Is that a Queen Herbie lyric?
Is that a Queen Herbie lyric? It fucking is.
I never fail at nothing. I only learn. Yes.
Right? So that's the concept.
It's
from Rabbit Hole. Yeah. If you don't look at it, the your perspective on it, the perception of it is completely all of it.
It is.
If you think it's bad for you, it is.
I still very much experience shame when I fail at something. I still have the, and I think it's programming that I grew up with. So, you know, 30 some years of this and being unaware and letting it sit in my body, it's going to take a while before I can fail. This is the fun part about getting older. You do get better at failing.
Yeah.
To where like
less of a fuck
the time
we have practice,
the recovery time is speeds up.
Yeah.
You still might need a couple days, babe. Take your time.
And I think there is always going to be like a biological, like a bodily response to like a nervous system, like gut drop. You know what I mean? Where you're like, oh fuck. I don't know if that ever
survival,
goes away.
Yeah.
It's just a survival mechanism. That's
it's funny
all it
that
is.
You think you're going to die.
Yeah. Your body's like, here we go. Where's the lion in the woods? It's coming.
Yeah. I'm because I guess it is his, you know, it's possible you could die from failure, but the way that we see it is like, let's just come back in a new body and try again.
It feels like it, but you're really just clicking upload to SoundCloud. You know, it's not that serious.
Right.
Yeah. It's really, it's always, and we started talking about this a little bit the other a couple of weeks ago too, like, especially in the West, like just our whole perception of success and failure is in my personal experience, just fucking backwards.
Backwards.
Sometimes outside perception of success is usually personal failure. And the perception of failure is actually personal success. So they're flipped. So backwards. If you see someone who's like really from the perception of them of being incredibly quote unquote successful, they're rich, they're, you know, they have the suits, they got the fucking whatever, right? They got the cars, they got the ladies, or they have the husband, whatever. And then, you know, you get to know them or, you know, like you the actual inside, or they're incredibly unhappy. They are completely tied to the identity of this thing. They're slaves to it. They fucking hate themselves. They hate their marriage. They hate everything as a facade. I always think of like the 1950s, like
idyllic
family thing. You know what I mean? Where it was like, oh, this is the good old days. But it was like, dude, everybody
was
is
an alcoholic.
Fucking miserable.
Yeah.
Everybody's miserable.
Yeah.
The husband fucking hates himself. He's drunk all the time. The wife definitely fucking is pissed because she, and I'm speaking generally. All right. But like, you know,
she's sleeping with a woman next door.
The tea.
The kids are smoking marijuana in the kitchen.
The kids are going to be hippies in 10 years.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, basically.
That was the reaction.
That was the reaction. Yeah.
Always. That was the cause and effect, you know? But like especially in music, there was such a big, you know, the perception of success is like being seen in places, right?
Still with social media, it's like, look at this outfit and the car she's getting out of.
In like on this certain
she
place.
She just had a meltdown
or this certain,
in the car.
Yeah, dude.
We just wiped the tears off.
We know.
And
we talked to the tour
settings
manager
on the camera before you took this. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the way that the structure is set up, you don't understand. Like the general public or the outside doesn't understand. Like actually that quality of life is very low.
It is.
If you have to sign the deals and do the thing or whatever, again, I'm speaking generally, but it's not a high quality of life. It's usually like it looks successful, but it's actually failure from like a human soul level.
Yeah.
Versus something that maybe doesn't look as successful. Maybe it looks like failure, but you're actually happier.
Growing and learning.
More money. You're more creatively, you know, whatever
free.
It is. You just don't have as many of the, you know, the looks or the perception of success. So it's that's such a huge thing that I think is now flipping on its head. And it got so intense that we started seeing all these people, all these fraudulent cases of people trying to be billionaires.
Right.
And I am happy. I am successful. And they were just totally faking this shit.
Yeah.
They're, you know, the Theranos shit, the fucking we crash.
And to think that they all could have probably, with that tenacity, they could have got there doing it the right way, right?
Sure.
Doing it the not illegal way.
In integrity or something.
In integrity, if they were willing to fail. Right. Imagine the stamina required to fake it that long. They could have just fucking done it for reals.
Yeah.
So this is why we have to abolish the fear of failure. We need to turn failure into like a good word.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, you fucked up. I love that for you.
Seriously.
Yes. So now what? Stage one, shock and surprise. Most of us are surprised when we fail, right? Because that was not the expected outcome. You have denial. It's like a miniature recovery, this whole process. You have anger and blame. So
Yep.
There it is. Depression.
Yep.
Right? And then you have acceptance. Okay. It's the same thing as any other traumatic thing. And then you have insight and change, which is stage six. So this is just a miniature version of recovering from some insane, you know, occurrence.
Interesting. Yeah, so I guess it's like a mini trauma.
If you get good at this, when something really goes down, right? Somebody close to you passes away or it's whatever, like you're also kind of like working yourself out to be stronger through anything.
Yeah.
You start to become like very self-sufficient and and brave and courageous.
Yeah.
For anything to fucking happen. You're like, no, I'm good. I fail all the time. So I know how to process these things. So you want to start by accepting the feelings and emotions. So yes, even us, even somebody who's winning and getting an A+ in failure, they're still going to feel shitty. So you got to start by being like, all right, I feel shitty. I failed, you know? Number two, failure does not mean your life is going to be over. In most cases, you know, if you drive your car off a cliff, obviously that's kind of, you kind of failed.
Yeah. If you're the Wright brothers, you know. Maybe put a seatbelt on.
Seatbelt on. But, you know, what science is telling us so far in all these hypnotists and people that are going back through past lives, they're like, it's not the end, though. You know, so choose what you want to believe on that. We're not forcing that down your throat. But it doesn't mean your life's over when you fail. Learn from failure and be constructive. Yeah. That's always the next step. Learn from it.
Always learn.
There's so much value in it. You pay thousands of dollars to go to college.
Think about
to how learn much shit.
You won't, if you're really successful at things, quote unquote, you know, like it works for whatever that means to you. Also, defining what the fuck success is the biggest hurdle to me. I remember one time seeing like, I think it was John Mayer, one of the times he came to Berkeley or something. He's like, you have to define what your version of success is. Mm. Otherwise, you're playing somebody else's game.
Right.
And that's a lose-lose. Because even if you win at their game, you still haven't defined what it means for you. Right. So you're still going to be unhappy.
Yeah.
So that's the big mind fuck in this
shit.
So
that's what you're saying with the wealthy people that you've met that are like unhappy. It's like, that's still a failure. They're just not willing to, they're ignoring it.
Depends on how you want to look at it, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Depends on how you want to define it and how you want to like, you know,
what's more important, the perception of people looking at something that's not real or how you actually fucking feel?
To them it is, right. To them, the other people's opinion of themselves.
But eventually that's going to sit in your body.
It's not sustainable. Rotting,
you're going to get sick.
But you know, it isn't for me. Maybe that's what they want, but
especially the creative babies listening, like they need to be in their authenticity to make their best art.
You do. Yeah, you really do. Because seeing it from your lens is in a unique lens.
It's like a barcode.
And there's value in that.
Yeah.
There is value.
Every single artist is different.
Yeah.
And important.
Shit, I was about to go on some fucking meaning of life.
Sorry, yeah.
No, I interrupted myself. It's my birthday.
I'm sorry, babe. Interrupting you on your birthday.
No, this is because we talk about this shit all the time because we had especially you do have massive balls. You don't give a fuck or there's something in you that you just trudge forward. You don't really
failure
fucking,
doesn't scare me anymore. I've had some pretty intense experiences and different experiences took longer for me to recover. I said it 2 days earlier. It might take you longer than 2 days, bitch. But it's like, just play back this episode so that we can remind you that failure is, this is a win for you, babe. I know it's so impossible to see in the moment.
If another universal law of like the physical realm is like, you will not grow without intense, I don't know the word, resistance, failure, whatever. Even if you're like in the gym or working out or some shit,
yes.
The only way muscles grow is from intense stress.
Yeah. Trauma.
On it. Kind of. Yeah. And then the only way they grow is if you rest and allow them to build back.
It's stimulation.
Yes.
That's kind of what it is.
You're right.
Failure is stimulation for you to grow.
Stimulate that.
That's what they say for skincare too. Like all my bitches that help with like the Botox and stuff, they do lasers and shit. They're like, listen, queen, you just have to like literally damage your skin like very slightly. And then it just continues to like resurface and rebuild itself. You don't want to do too much, right?
Otherwise you're not going to learn.
Right.
You don't learn.
Right.
Like that's the biggest takeaway. Like you don't expand.
Yeah.
By always having things go right.
Correct.
You don't. You just don't.
And nobody wants to just stay the same forever. then you're not growing with the rest of us, and that sucks.
Come on, grow with us.
Come fail with us.
Come fail with us.
Come fail with me.
Come fail away.
Come fail away. Okay. So your life's not over. You're learning, you're getting constructive, and you're finding inspiration again. So once you start learning from it, you're like, wait, so if that failed, what if I try this other thing? And this is my favorite part of the story. How many times have I failed at something? I'm like, Nick, beads. You know, like I fail at one thing and I pick up another thing. This is what I do.
Yeah.
And I think that's like the essence of an entrepreneur. I do. I think not knowing, like also like pushing through and like pretending you didn't fail is also a waste of time. Being able to like accept those feelings, process, integrate it through your body so it doesn't get stuck anywhere, and, you know, have a good cry and then have a good laugh and then start looking at what went wrong and then start getting inspired for the next shit that you're going to try. Be Thomas Edison. Try 1,000 times. On the 1,001th time, you might strike something magical.
You will never know if you didn't try that. 3 feet from gold.
Yeah.
It's that kind of concept.
You can't give up. You can't give up because we need your art.
Yeah.
Be passionate. I don't know why that was a piece of advice I wrote down. Once you get to this stage, you're going to feel a lot
about failure.
You're already going to feel so much better once you get to this point of it. Surrounding yourself with positive people.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hard.
That
sometimes
helps you a lot in failure though.
It does.
Especially if you failed like as a friend in a friendship or whatever, like it just went wrong. Mm. Just finding even old friends that you haven't talked to in a million years, or if it was like a narcissistic relationship, maybe you isolated off your friends. That this happens sometimes in abusive relationships. They sort of like make you stop talking to your friend, you know.
We'll have something to talk about with this.
Narcissist boyfriends like tell the girlfriend sometimes like she can't see people. It's crazy. Every instance of a narcissist, I think they're like, no, spend time with me only.
Oh, like I do with you.
Basically. Basically. Whatever. We hang out separately all the time.
Oh my God. Whenever we go to parties, we just scatter.
True.
It's fun though.
We don't even hang out at parties.
We don't.
I don't even know if you're there anymore.
I leave.
Okay. So you're surrounded with positive people everywhere. You're calling old friends. You're phoning a friend. You're calling your mom. You're calling whoever, your uncle. And I need you just to avoid isolating yourself. Because I notice for me when I am recovering from failure, you know, which is an amazing opportunity for growth, as Jedi so eloquently stated, you don't want to just like hole up in your room forever. You got to get back out there, because you might just go to a rooftop bar on a Thursday by yourself and have a cocktail and meet somebody amazing, or like catch the sunset and cry. Like, it's so important not to just stay a hermit after a failure.
I know, it's so much easier said than done. But that's a really good point. You
force yourself out.
Force yourself out, man.
You'll be surprised how quickly it helps pull you out. The vibration of the world around you is here to help.
Yeah. It's the shame though, right?
It is.
For me it is. It's yes. Like, oh God, I can't. I got to stay in here for a second and watch some episodes of like Bones.
Also that. Bones. Not Bones.
Yeah. I got to watch Lord of the Rings again, extended version.
Doesn't everyone have a shame show?
And you know, it's,
it's a shame show.
It's just a mirror. That's perfect actually, because it's just a mirror back to you that like, hey, this is how you're feeling. So you're in the stage one or two where you're like accepting the feeling. Yeah. That's perfect. You're right on track. It's going to keep moving. Doesn't matter how long it takes. There's no rush.
But you got to get back on the horse.
You do.
Yeah.
And this is a life thing, man.
And you always do. You can trust yourself to get back on the horse.
And this is, to me, one of the purposes and the meaning of life is like, you have to keep your heart open and say yes.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Even after you've been fucked over or you failed, oh, like again and again and again.
Fucked right in the butt. Open your heart up.
After you're fucked in the butt, open your heart. Queen Herbie. On Nick's birthday.
On Nick's birthday. The martini's not even gone.
Sometimes that's the way to someone's heart.
Yes!
Hi, Nick Noonan.
I love that. No, this is it. This is the clip we should post on my Instagram.
I killed Alex. This should probably be the clip. This should be the time. Anal sex equals...
Love?
Equals love? Question mark.
Equals trauma recovery? I think yes.
It's true. You have to. That's true.
You got to put yourself out there.
You have to. Yeah. After experiencing in tremendous failure or pain, whatever this is, you do. It's okay. I think it's one of the points of life to try again. I do. Because at the root of all of this, you know, when we're either about to die or we have really clear, you know, all of this is such an incredible gift. It's such an experience. Anyway, it's like it's all on borrowed time. Right. It's all so beautiful and so amazing. So if we look at it that way, it's like, oh, well, fuck yeah, I'm going to try again. This is great.
This is great. But in I have the another moment, chance.
Yes, this is, I'm still here. This was what a miracle of life this is. But there are some time, you know, you can't see past it most of the time. Right. And it's a huge challenge, but yeah, you got to get back on the horse, man. Mm-hmm. Do it. Just give it another shot. Sometimes you got to keep going.
Here's some cool like little mantras you can say to yourself, or just play back this part of the podcast and let me say them to you. If you've just had a failure, if you're in the failure, the doldrums, right? I'm here for you. I believe in you. You're not alone. Everything will be all right. Everything's gonna be all right. I'm proud of you. You're strong enough to get through this. You're doing the best you can. I'm also grateful for you. Isn't that amazing?
It's great.
So simple.
Yeah.
It's the most simple thing of just like reassuring yourself. Like,
and at this point too, like a lot of those things feel so cliche in my body.
Yes,
when I hear them.
So cliche.
But they're the basics.
It's the basics.
It's like you still can't avoid the basics.
I know. They only became cliches because we've been shamed into thinking that
right.
Failure's bad and you're gonna die.
And on that fucking Hawkins scale of consciousness too, shame is like one of the lowest vibrations
it's the lowest.
In your human experience.
Yeah. So do you want to hear about three types of failure? Because we also need, we've sort of been generalizing like failure. No, there's actual like, you know, different types that we should be aware of, okay. All of which we can definitely rise above, right?
Fail together on.
So preventable failure, a failure caused by deviating from a known process. So when we feel that shame from failing at something that we usually do another way and we tried something new, we took a risk. Mm-hmm. We deviated from the known process that we usually do. And it failed. Mm-hmm. We do this all the time in this camp. We're like, let's try making a video with this fly sweater. I don't know. Let's make one of those fortune origami fortune tellers. Let's try sending the newsletter like biweekly instead of monthly. Like we try shit all the time. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it doesn't do well. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it just needs to be done. We need to fail a few more times before we know if it's good data.
Yes.
So preventable failures are, to me, like one of the most friendliest. It's like not a big deal. You just tried a different haircut this time. You don't like it. You're like, so many girls cut their hair and they freak out. Like, fuck, I just cut my hair way too short this time.
Because it takes long to grow back.
But it's not a big deal.
Well, your hair grows fast, Amy.
It does grow. You're right. It does grow fast. Yeah. I would love to see the studies on how fast hair grows because some bitches would be so stressed.
Oh, specifically yours. I'm always like, how?
Yeah.
Your follicles are not experiencing
failure.
You
got some hair secrets at the world.
I've got some, Lord Farquaad hair.
Come on, tell me about that Crisco you be slapping in there.
This cut is incredible. Okay,
thank you. Thank you.
Also, side note, I need a haircut.
Okay. Nick, your hair grows fast,
too. It's my birthday. Oh, my God.
You are going to get a birthday haircut.
You're getting a haircut, Nick.
Is that code for something?
And butt sex.
And butt sex, you lucky bastard.
It's reversed, though.
Happy birthday. Oh, my God. It's too far. I really want to say more, but I'm not going
to. We're
going to
kill Alex.
This is an example of a preventable failure. This is an example.
Mom and Dad, this is when you can go ahead and turn this off.
This is an example of preventable failure. I did not need to go into detail, okay? I could have gone into more detail and I didn't. That was a choice that I made for, you know, historically. I say too much often. Okay, the next one. Complex failure. A failure caused by a system breakdown. Ooh, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. This is definitely not your fucking fault.
Right.
Okay. Complex failure is like, oh man, so many of our friends lost their businesses last year. Just from like the whole system being fucked.
Things. Yeah.
Like, what do we call it? We call it like...
We have an experience we'll talk about with that soon.
We do, but it's like the way that America, making a business in America and trying to scale and...
Again, success. We'll keep going, but we'll come back to this. Right. We'll talk about what the... to me, that is not success.
We've learned so much about this and it's like, oh, I don't think that's going to be for us.
Yeah.
So that's a situation. There's so many failures like this that you can't do. You have no control over this shit.
Yeah.
Okay. You might do everything you can to even fit into the system, but the entire system is fucked.
Yep.
So none of these are scary to me, y'all.
Why is it not scary to you? I wonder, is there something?
It's not scary to me. Probably because I've built up stamina.
Yeah.
Now I know every day I'm going to fail at something every single day. And you go through that recovery process of like shame, depression. And then you're like, oh, let me laugh about it. And then, okay, let's learn something new. Oh, try again.
But it happens a little quicker each time.
It does, y'all.
It really does. Yeah, it does happen. Yeah. Cause I remember when we, had a bunch of attention all of a sudden, we were around a lot of people with a lot of money and a lot of success and blah, blah, this, that, and the other thing. And they were the most miserable group of people I'd ever met in my life. Fundamentally.
Because we're still talking about why success and failure, the relationship. Yeah.
Yes. Perceived success.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, and I was like, well, like, I don't want this.
No.
Is this what this means? Is this what I have to act like to have these things? And even like you were mentioning like the whole scale and, you know, this
scaling
whole
scaling a business in 7 years and selling it.
7 years. Right. So you pretty much the whole like the American concept for like big business these days is you grow something. You just like beat the fuck out of it. 23 hours a day. Don't sleep. Don't eat. Don't have a life. Just fucking destroy yourself to build this company.
Yeah.
OK, get it to a certain point. Then you bring on investors. Right, where you already are losing a lot of control and a lot of still all of these, let's say all the things still go well, which odds are totally not in your favor.
Right.
And then they continue, blah, 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 right, right. Keeps getting, you know, continues to work, and then it's you're scaling it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're bringing in more investor money to scale your operations, whether you need bigger distribution, bigger manufacturers, right? To, mm-hmm. to continue to expand your shit.
Right.
And then you sell.
We're selling. Oh my God, I'm getting $20 million. So you put in like 7 years for like 20 mil.
Right. So it gets really big and then you sell it off.
Yeah.
And then.
And you get a check.
You get a check.
For all that work.
And then
you watch them destroy it for the next. You
watch them destroy
it. 7 years, they destroy it. Usually.
They're just because all they're doing at that point, they don't give a shit about the integrity of the company or anything that you built. What else? Anything.
Right.
They just want to squeeze the exact last dollar out of it.
Because another brand that is just like you is going to come along in a couple of years and they're going to get a check too. And you're going to end up on St. Bart's with your money and all these nice clothes and no one cares.
With all your cocktails and you're going to tell your sad story.
Like, shit, I got to do this again. But none of those people do it again. Maybe Elon Musk did it again, but he didn't start from zero.
Definitely not.
You know?
Fuck no.
All these people that I know that I've been working with, they start from zero. So it's chances of you doing it more than once is kind of zero. So if you want to work for 7 years really hard on something that you put your entire pussy into and you want to get your check, and then what? Right? But I suppose that's just another failure that you can learn from. And this time, you're not starting from zero this time.
It depends on how you look at it. So there are a lot of examples of people who did have incredible, you know, their whole self version of themselves was only successful in business.
Right.
You know, I'm sure their family side was their personal side was very, very intense, but they were very determined to do that. I mean, Steve Jobs is a classic example.
Yeah.
He literally was fired from the company that he created.
Right.
And then came back to save it.
Right.
Was then like pretty that much
rarely
bought
happens.
Back.
Yeah.
Incredibly rare. But there are examples of that, you know, and then he, from that second time, from the, you know, he learned from everything the first time. And the second time was when he came back and had the iMac, the
That's
iPod,
an
the, all of these things.
Oh, if you haven't read Steve Jobs' autobiography, it's a lot, y'all. He's a pretty toxic character in a lot of instances, but it's still really fascinating. And for some reason,
very
he was into like Zen Buddhism. So
they called him an enlightened asshole.
Yeah, which I love that.
Because he understood so many things on an incredibly. He understood so many complicated things in a very simple level.
Yeah.
Very fundamental level.
Yeah.
And at the same time, he like could be just a total unconscious dick.
Yeah.
So it was a very conflicting thing.
So I felt like I was being judgmental earlier when I was like, oh, scale a business. Da, da, da. Some people do want that.
Again, if that's what you're into, go fuck yourself in a good way.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. And and you will not start from zero once you get to St. Bart's and you're like, oh shit, I got this money. Now what? you know, I've seen a lot of people, like the gal that started It Cosmetics, she sold it for $1 billion and she's doing like just charity. I know the Juicy Couture gals like started their own clothing line. They're, one of them's in cannabis. Like they do charity. It's like, that's cool. That would be cool, actually. So yeah. I can't judge that path, but I personally like idolize brands like Levi's and people that have stood the test of time and Disney, like they build a legacy that lasts beyond the death of the founder. And I think for me, it's like, I want to build something and really like build a legacy that stays with me.
Right.
For my lifetime anyway. And so I'm learning that there's a big difference between those things.
There is.
And I didn't know that, you know, five years ago.
Huge success may be your failure.
Sure.
In a lot of cases.
Sure.
So it's like, what's, you know, then what are we even, what is it? What are we talking about? And where
it's
are the
not
reason,
real.
It's all a game, kids. If you can, like she was saying, like laugh about it and able to not take it as seriously, it takes a lot of the pressure off.
Yeah. And just really know what it is that you want. Make sure you're putting your ladder on the right building.
What you want.
Before you climb the ladder to the top of the building and you look around, you're like, oh shit, no, that was the building I wanted.
Because we recently had an experience where we were with people that we did not share the same core values with.
Right.
And that becomes
a failure.
There was a lot more than just that, but it's a learning experience for sure. But again, we took the approach. We had a lot of things that healing shit that we had to figure out with ourselves. Cause it's an intense, deep, but the shame is very
this
fucking
was not,
intense.
This was not a failure because look how much inspiration it.
Exactly.
That was one of the steps in the list that I had on my phone.
Exactly. Take your time, do your thing, but get back on the horse because you have learned the most important necessary step.
Yes. And if you need motivation and the energy of this, you can listen to any of my songs. Holy shit. I feel like I channel this into the music every single song.
One of my favorite things to do is to get
being
like,
an underdog, like, is the best.
Yeah. It is really fun.
Yeah.
For us. Maybe not for everybody.
Maybe not for everybody.
But like for us, fuck. Jesus.
You want to be overrated? Go with sis. I love that for you.
And that's awesome too.
It's a vibe.
And that's awesome too.
It's a vibe.
But I think it's the chase that we love. Trying to do the impossible.
And it took us almost a lifetime to figure that out, right? So when you start realizing that, you know, failure is not scary and you're willing to now fail because you're like, well, I have this dream. It's good to like then laugh about it, heal, make sure you do all the things, and then say, what is the root cause of all this failure, right? Like maybe it's not, it you might be doing self-sabotage. Like I read one article that was like, if you like missing appointments on purpose, but not subconscious, like you, oops, I overslept. Like I didn't go to this appointment. Like maybe some of your failures could be self-sabotage because you have your ladder on the wrong building. You haven't listened to our episode on finding your purpose.
Yeah. Or you're doing something because you think other people.
Yes. So how do we even know if this is what we want versus like a people pleaser type of what we want versus a people pleaser, like what we were programmed by others to want?
Acid.
No, I know it's
I'm
your
kidding,
birthday,
kids.
But damn. So here's how I read this really amazing book recently called The Way of Integrity by Martha Beck. And she's a bad bitch. Okay. Mm. This book
up,
is
Martha?
So cool. I follow this girl called Florence Given on Instagram and I love her. She's an artist. And she was like, I love this book by Martha Beck. And so I was like, immediately add to cart, you know, Amazon, got it. The Way of Integrity. She talks about limiting beliefs like cultural values and beliefs. Mm. So not even just like what your parents or your family or your surroundings programmed into you, but like what the entire culture that you grew up in programs you to believe. Mm. And so I think this is really important for us, like getting to the root cause of some of these quote unquote failures, which again are not bad if it leads you to really self-discover and get re-inspired and on your path, on your purpose more directly.
Yes.
Especially my creative babies that are listening to this fucking podcast. Holy shit. Many of your inexplicable feelings of depression, anxiety, and anger are actually reactions to these hidden false beliefs that are still in your body, right? From the world. And this is work. You have to do the work.
Yeah.
So Martha Beck,
you can't cheat it. Kids.
You can't cheat it. Like
I thought you could. You can't.
Let's say you're like Queen Herbie and Jedi Nick, and you've been through all this shit. And Alex too. You've been through some shit, Alex. You do the work. You start getting more comfortable with failure. He's like,
oh, let me tell you all the ways that Alex has failed. Shit.
Shit. You fucked up.
I have a list of the things that you.
Oh, God.
Shame. Shame.
Shame. Shame.
It's like that scene in. Keep going and then we'll talk.
The shame scene from
Game of Thrones.
I was going to say Lord of the Rings.
That scene is so fucking crazy because you think they're going to cut away. And they don't. They just keep going. I think it's like, it's later. It's like season 5 or 6 or something. Cersei.
GOT fans.
Yeah. It's so fucking brutal. And they literally, one of the things she has to do, she has to walk naked through the entire, like.
With a shaved head.
They shave her head. Yeah.
And people throw shit at her.
Literally. It's literally shit. And they this woman behind her with a bell. Just ding, ding, shame.
Okay.
Ding, ding,
it's like a metaphor
shame.
Of what's in our heads.
Yes.
Yo, it really is. But like, that's how far we've come. Now we just keep it all inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So Martha Beck says, here's some beliefs that we develop from society, right? Ready? Mm-hmm. Puppies are awesome. That's a good one.
Yeah. Okay.
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 All right. I agree.
Okay. Here's another one. I need a relationship to be happy.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. Uh-oh, bitch.
Yeah. That's a big step for puppies.
How about this one? Beautiful people are better than ugly people. What the fuck? Is this not a real thing?
100%.
Right.
This is a real thing that people believe. They don't even know. They're not aware of it. Everyone thinks I should be perfect at everything.
Yeah.
That's not true.
I know.
So if you're holding on to these beliefs, I think this is going to be a nice exercise for you to like really self-examine and be like, cool, what am I actually looking at as failure? And why do I still have this anxiety and depression now that I'm getting good at failing? Mm-hmm. Why do I still feel like shit? Here's one. A real man never leaves a steady job. I mean, that'll keep you in the day job forever.
Is that a quote? What is this?
This is Martha Beck's list.
Wow.
Of like beliefs. She gave examples of the book. Yeah.
Yeah.
Females are less capable and valuable than males.
God.
These are really societal beliefs that are still fucking with us. And as long as we just keep ignoring it, that it's real and that it's there, we're not going to heal it. Mm-hmm. You have to face it. Otherwise it sits. She calls it rankling. Rankling is literally the pain of an unhealed wound getting worse, right? So even unspoken beliefs like, oh, you're the dumb one, or you're the drama queen, like you might still actually unconsciously hold that self-definition in your very core.
Oh, that's the trombone player.
See? It's hard to deal with, isn't it?
My birthday.
You know the one that I had this week from a lot of sources? Oh, she's an influencer. I was like, really, bitch? You want to call Queen Herbie an influencer after all I've done? Totally, that's how easy it is to slip those beliefs into your system and, and you just hang on to them.
Yep.
But again, it's like finding ways to find an audience for your music. Or you can sign it all away to this company that may or may not even try.
You're saying like doing influencer things versus...
So being independent where you own your own catalog.
Right.
And you say, well, I'm going to be my own
marketing
program.
Laughing all the way to the bank at this. But...
And nobody from the outside perspective, you know, nobody can see that they don't know the inner workings of how this goes.
Correct.
This is it, kids. Even people that you see getting like tens of millions or hundreds of millions of streams... are still not collecting. We know kids that are getting, I don't know if we want to.
We
say
don't
this.
Want to say numbers,
but it's crazy amounts of streams, and they're not seeing.
Not getting a dollar. No. So these beliefs, right? So that. Thank you for the explanation. Happy birthday, by the way.
Oh my god! Oh my god! What are you doing later?
I totally. I don't. I have better boundaries than I've ever had before. So now when things like that are said about me or things are said, I'm literally just like, right. Sometimes I do have to run through it. Like, okay, reasons
still
I'm not
go through it.
Reasons yeah. I'm more than an influencer.
It's
like
fucking
the
annoying.
Fuck,
gotta
I've been doing
this
for longer than you've been alive. Like, don't even come at me with that. But basically, it's this wordless assumption that you're defective because you're, this is a good example. A wordless assumption that you're defective because your body doesn't match the culture standard of perfection. So I think especially women, we were talking about this last night about plastic surgery, like this, not that it's bad, right? If you choose, that's what you want to do, but it's, a lot of people feel like their body isn't good enough.
Yeah.
And they're not fully like integrating and healing that.
Yeah. No, that's such a, cause now it's become so prevalent. And I guess it was always so prevalent. And this is the first time we're talking about it.
And surgeries are getting a lot better and a lot more available.
Right. A lot more available and everything. But I'm like, no, the root of it is like every, it doesn't matter. The root of all of this is like, it doesn't matter. Do whatever you want. But I think when people get it done and they lie about
deny it. Deny it. Yeah. Because yeah, that's again, like that's that.
That feels damaging, right?
Because that feels like to them a failure. Like if I, again, they're just hiding from the belief that, that scary belief. They could have just healed that.
But you're telling all, right.
And then got breast implants.
And then you're telling all these, you know, these girls, these 12-year-old girls looking at Instagram being like, what?
My
what
nose
do you mean?
Shrunk as I got older.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And that to me, that just feels like, I, you know, irresponsible. I'm not saying don't do it.
Right.
Go do your thing, whatever you want to do. But I would say just be open about it. Be exactly. Like, no, this is, you know,
yep.
I went under the knife for this shit. And then it's no big deal. Like, do whatever you want to do. Do whatever you want.
Yeah. Okay. Another belief that she, Martha Beck had some great examples. That's why I'm reading these. So only way to succeed is to become a bully because you see bullies succeeding all around you.
I know.
It's just.
We're coming out, hopefully coming out of a big stage of that right now.
Yeah.
On so, multiple, like on the national level. On
yeah.
The,
for example, if you are somebody that feels like you have to be a bully and you've done things that you regret, right? And you've had so many failures because you're not in integrity. You're not in alignment with who you actually are. That's going to just continue to cause failure. So this could be something that you could heal and change how you're operating. And that could kind of help you to have more productive failures, I guess.
Productive failures. That's what we want here.
Productive failures.
Productive failures.
Whatever your uninvestigated false beliefs, they cause pain and they cause you to do things that you don't want to do, that you don't understand and can't control. So she calls them errors of innocence, which I thought was beautiful because even those that have wronged us or like we've had failures and we blame it on other people, it's like they might not even be aware that this is happening.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's another one from the narcissism episode. It's like we have to forgive these people because they just don't know anything better than this.
I know. Okay? It's really difficult to do that sometimes.
It is. But when we have that internal like division where we're believing the lie, like we're like, oh no, I'm a bully. But you know, deep down you're not, right? You're believing a lie and we've been trained to accept it. We often self-sabotage. So that's where the failures start to become more prevalent. And you're like, I'm getting through it, queen. I'm like, I'm suffering. I'm in shame. And then I'm coming back around. And I'm like, I still don't really understand why this is happening. You may want to observe some of those beliefs and see if you can't heal those. Yeah, she said it's like a civil war going on inside us. Like an alter ego working against us all the time. Like yeah. Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I can see that.
So I love that book. The Way of Integrity is super helpful. But we are just wanting to continue to encourage you to fail because it's a beautiful thing. It's so magical, expansive.
It is.
And you're so brilliant.
If you can get over, if you can get through the shame and guilt.
Let's laugh about it together.
You have to, man. Because when you are experiencing those vibrations, it feels like the world is ending. And you're going to be rotting in hell where the demons are picking your flesh off. What did you say?
Mm.
Yeah, where the fire demons come and, you know, stab you with sharp sticks.
In hell?
Yes.
Eternity of suffering.
Eternity of suffering.
So it's like you're failing constantly?
Yeah.
The only, in those low vibrations, you
sounds like we can get good at this. If I'm going to hell, good. I'm gonna learn.
Yeah.
It's cool because
I won't need a jacket.
That book I was talking about, the Martha Beck, she actually kind of runs the whole thing off of Dante's Inferno. Mm. She kind of uses that as a guidepost through the whole book. And Dante's Inferno is about going through hell.
Yeah.
And this was like the best literature example of what we thought hell was. And it's literally facing our inner demons,
yes,
facing failure, and coming out on the other side much better.
So this is a very, yeah, it's not to be like taken lightly. It is a serious endeavor.
It is.
Because it's hell on earth.
But fucking, this is why we're here.
But it's the way forward, man. It's the way through. It really is.
And we are right here with you, all of us, me, Jedi Nick, Podcast Alex.
Podcast Alice.
We are here for you, supporting you all the way, babe. I know, even if it seems really crazy and impossible, we got you. We're here to reassure you.
Yeah. Weirder things have happened.
Yes.
And why not?
And why not you? Why not you being the greatest ever at the thing that you want to be the greatest at?
You know what I'm saying?
But you're going to have to fail. And we'll do it together.
Can we also say happy birthday to you because it's in 2 days?
Oh my God, no, you can't say it yet.
Happy birthday, Claire.
Don't.
You get a Saturday birthday.
Oh
that's
my God,
clutch.
It's don't your fucking it birthday on
it's
Saturday.
It's my fucking birthday.
Saturday birthday.
It's a Saturday birthday? I'm not going to be hungover for your birthday this time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been, thank you.
Thank you.
Who is so the boy nice. On Instagram who does these things? He's like, I'm now identifying as an iPhone 5 because I don't work and I live in, thank you. He's so funny. I need to, okay, I'm going to tag great. Him next time. He's so good.
Well, yeah. happy birthday.
Thank you. I think.
We're going to go escape this weekend. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, we should go get knocked up.
Okay.
That's the wrong, phrase.
Yeah, let's just dial it back.
Knocked up, drunk. What is it?
Hammond,
go relax.
We can go relax.
Take some time.
Go get knocked up. That is exactly
not what you want to happen.
you're gonna come back with another poodle. That's what's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I would love that. Except we're not allowed to have any more dogs.
Luna is like barely hanging on. Yeah, speaking of the thing right now, she's like
crazy.
She's somehow still hanging on the chair.
Just
fucking wobbling.
That's trust.
That's trust.
That's trust right there.
She is the most trusting poodle I've ever held.
That's so cute.
If Gary's uncomfortable for 5 seconds, he will not tolerate.
Notice he's not on my lap because he's like, fuck that noise.
Oh, yeah, we're slipping. Here we go.
There we go. And we're back.
Can I ask, like, what's something, now that you're another year older, both of you, what's something that you are looking forward to in this next year?
I'm looking forward to failing more.
Which in turn means like learning more.
Yeah.
You're a big learner.
I'm a big learner.
I learned from you learning.
Yes.
It's exciting.
Mm. It is so fun. It feeds my entire spirit. I just love it. I'm like, let's fucking go. It's fun, like, as you get into your later 30s, because you're like, oh shit, I like all the pressure's off. You know so much. You have so much wisdom, but your body still works. So you're like, ooh, let's take some sexy photos and then drop this thing and then do this and then go on a trip over here. And
I don't need a new hip yet.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
This is the sweet spot, they say. Actually, they say like the 50s and the 60s is like the best time now.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't wait for it.
I think for women because...
Can't wait.
Because women eventually like stop having periods. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I haven't had one in years.
See? You're so lucky.
I'm in my... must be in my 50s.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to, Jedi?
That's a good question, Podcast Alice. That's a good question. I don't know how to completely answer that. I think still...
Failure,
maybe.
Because you want to learn some things. You want to learn some things.
It's expansion, which really only guy, right? Comes from trying things and failure and pivots. Mm. I feel like there was like a reset we did a few months ago, if not just mentally, to kind of like, you know, even with like starting this podcast and shit like that. Just like there was a lot of things that I kind of had to re-establish in my own brain mentally for me. So I think it's more like getting... just developing momentum. Mm. I'm a big fan of establishing and creating momentum.
Yeah.
I love that.
I also want to just thank you on your birthday today for being such an incredible motivator. Because I think a lot of people, like a lot of our friends are like, I need to schedule an hour with you to just yell at me.
Yeah.
This is like...
I'm a good yeller.
This is like a gift, though.
I love it.
I don't think...
if anybody wants it, just like... but we got to have a cocktail. Okay, we don't have to. If you don't drink or something,
that's totally fine. Or a sandwich. He loves sandwiches.
Or a sandwich.
A sandwich.
Good substitute for a cocktail. One of my favorite things is just having, you know, imbibing.
Yeah.
Fellowshipping, if you will.
Yeah, maybe smoking a joint.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Maybe we have a martini.
It happens.
And just kind of like, you know, talking people through their shit. I love it.
I just want to celebrate that about you today because I feel like we all know it. You are like the king motivator.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Nick.
You keep this Nick. Train moving because I don't know. I wanted to give up a long time ago.
Am I the engineer or the conductor? How does that work? Or
you
the rail?
Are...
maybe I'm the rail.
The what?
Yeah, that's right.
So wrapping up. Failure is beautiful. You fucking deserve it. We need your art. Mm. So stop playing around on us. Okay. Happy birthday, Jedi Nick. And we'll see you next fucking week.
We love you.
You're a bad bitch.
What is that?
Okay. The whistle.
That single lady's whistled by Nick.
Uh-oh. Oh.